Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The salvation which the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to procure has nothing at all to do with man's choices or decisions. That salvation is totally secured and provided by His hand, completely apart from any action or ratification on the part of men. When the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world, He came for one purpose. As the angel told Joseph, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." He declared as much in John 6 and manifested his purpose in his prayer in Gethsemane's garden. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do." He made it abundantly clear that he was specifically concerned with that particular people that he came into the world to save. As he continued with his prayer, "I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them." It is abundantly clear in the scripture record that Jesus Christ has obtained eternal redemption for his people. He has justified them with his blood, thereby delivering them from the condemnation of the law. Much more then, being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. All that the elect sons of God have ever needed, he has supplied. The predominant teaching of many who claim to preach the gospel that has covered the world in darkness and confusion in the present day is a message that assures men that they will be received by God if they'll only choose him and cooperate with his precepts. It is in most ways no different than trying to persuade men to follow any other religion. Its precepts are built on the notion that men have the right and the ability to choose God whenever they please. The psalmist said, "Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts." So the hope of God's children is not in anything of their own doing, not their choice, not their obedience, not their willingness, nor their conformity to certain creeds, but rather their hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. He is their righteousness eternally. God has loved his people from before the foundation of the world. They have always been approved in his sight because they have always been seen in the righteousness of Christ. "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them." He is their righteousness temporally, not temporarily. He has become their righteousness in the temporal world in which we live. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. He has justified his elect according to the law which it pleased him to subject them to. He is now both just and the justifier. He is pleased to reveal himself to those whom he has thus justified by his work on their behalf. He does that through the quickening work of the Spirit of God, which enables them to hear the proclamation of the gospel, which he is pleased to send according to his mercy. He is their righteousness finally. We look for no other standard whereby we might find acceptance with him, except that which he has provided without our participation. Through the ages to come, the saints of God shall glorify his name, and the testimony shall ring out forever that he is our righteousness. "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these things are true and faithful. And he saith unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son."
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.